Welcome to Frérot Chi, Struggle and Contemplation. I once heard a 45-year-old man saying something that is very common today. When I got married, I lacked perspective and clear insight, but now I have found the woman of my life. Certainly, at the age of 23, this man did not possess fully developed, clear judgment. But at what age will he ever have it? One can make a choice without ruling out other possibilities forever. Otherwise, we would be as fickle as weather vanes. We want to say yes, but only for the moment, without lasting consequences. Saying yes to marriage or to celibacy places us on a steep ridge. It concerns the whole person, with their body and all their inner faculties, intelligence, sensitivity, emotional inclinations, imagination. Whoever utters this yes renounces looking back. Time and again, throughout their whole life, they say to Christ, I trust you, I believe you on your word. If one were to wait for complete clarity before saying a yes that remains a yes, it could easily happen that one would ultimately have nothing left to offer but scraps. Once spoken, this yes is the mainstay for constantly unfolding one's creative powers. It is an axis around which the person moves in living freedom, a spring near which the person can dance. Certainly, there come moments for these people when fidelity is no longer alive in its spontaneity. This yes becomes a burden. It is maintained without love. Then, but only temporarily, it may become necessary to submit to the educator, to the law, until love springs forth anew, only temporarily. There are people who place their whole lives under the law. But what monotony and routine lie in such a destiny? Sooner or later, hardening sets in. Nothing is more repulsive than people who outwardly cling to a vocation which in reality can only be explained sociologically. Thank you for listening with me to Words of Frère Roger. Until then, and may you be kept safe.